This weekend on HBO, the minds behind Sesame Street will unveil their first animated kids program in more than 10 years. It's called Esme and Roy. Corey Turner of the NPR Ed Team reports.
Turn on your TV and surf the stuff meant for kids. You'll find a surfeit of fast action and fart jokes. And that's what makes Esme and Roy so unusual. That's Esme, an enterprising little girl who runs a babysitting service for monsters. Literally, the kids are monsters. And Roy is her business partner, a lovable yellow grown-up with horns.
Esme and Roy, monster sitters. When they play, they're gonna save the day and chase those monster problems away.
In one episode, the two are hired to take a toddler named Fig and her brother to the planetarium. But there's always a problem. This time, it's raining, and Fig won't cooperate.
If Fig won't put on her rain gear by herself, we'll just help her.
Great idea, Esme. I mean, how hard can it be to put a little monster in a raincoat?
Turns out, pretty hard. But as the theme song says, Esme and Roy know how to solve problems with play.
I know how we can get Fig to put on her rain gear and keep it on. We can turn it into a spacesuit.
This kind of play is known as guided play, because Esme and Roy are providing some structure, but not too much. The kid monsters are still in charge of making costumes out of cardboard, tape, and scissors. And the folks at Sesame use this play to sneak in lots of other learning, too. Listen to Fig's big brother.
The first thing we need is helmets. That's how we breathe in space.
Did you hear that little science sneak attack?
Next, we need warm spacesuits, because space is very cold.
Guided play captures your imagination. It's fun. It keeps you motivated.
Kathy Hirsch-Pasek teaches psychology at Temple University, and her work on guided play had a big influence on the show's development.
And we think that those features are an important learning tool for helping young children master skills.
Things like vocabulary, geometry, even engineering, which is why Rosemarie Trulio, Sesame Workshop's Senior Vice President for Curriculum and Content, comes to our interview with an outline of learning goals for every episode of Esme and Roy.
So I just wanted to look it up, that the content goal of that one is...
Trulio says play has been on the decline, and that Esme and Roy offers an answer to critics who say,
oh, you know, but kids need to spend more time focusing on the academic skills, you know, learning about science and math and literacy. Play can provide the vehicle to learn all these content goals in addition to very important social-emotional goals as well as health goals.
On that last point, Esme and Roy's monster charges also have monster meltdowns, and the sitters have to jump into action with calming strategies.
Take a deep breath, put your hands on your tummy, feel your belly rise and fall. In through your nose, out through your mouth, it's not hard at all.
It's also not hard to imagine kids enjoying Esme and Roy. But parents, beware. When you're folding laundry and overhear just how much thought went into this show, you too might find yourself on the couch taking notes. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.